Right now, we are out at the 27th Annual McKinney Chamber Golf Classic at the clubs of Stonebridge Ranch. The morning flight is underway. There'll also be a shotgun start at 1:30 this afternoon. Hardline's going to be here later. But we're here now, and Gordo is taking out the wireless mic here in the clubhouse. Come in, Gordo.
Yo, check it. Hey, your guy already left, George.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
He was funny.
How do you know? You don't know
if he was
funny.
To
we haven't talked yet. All right, talk to this gentleman here. What's your name, sir?
Nathan.
Nathan, kind of the fake Gordo from because he's got the round glasses like I used to wear.
Yeah,
and everything.
A little bit.
Anyone ever tell you you look like fake Gordo?
No, they don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be great if they did.
What do you do for a living, Nathan?
In between things.
Way to go,
way
Gordo.
To go, Gordon.
Well, no, I didn't do anything. I mean, what happened to the last job?
I was an adjunct professor, and the person I was filling in for got healthy, so.
Oh, so you were rooting for them to go ahead and pass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
What kind of subject were you teaching?
Music theory, music composition.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
A lot of Aeolian and Dorian columns.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
All the
okay,
that's Phrygian
pretty good.
And
Phrygian modals and modes
and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I have no idea.
Anyway. What about atonal, like 12 tone music?
What about it? Yeah.
I just know the term.
Schoenberg, Webern.
Yeah, Schoenberg, yes, all that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you think Mahler's fourth was his greatest?
No, it's his first.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
that's the correct opinion.
Got the
He's got the correct
you're looking
opinion.
For there.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Nathan. What about wife, kids, anything like that?
We got a wife right over there. She's the one who
She's
invited
right
you all
same.
Out here. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Had you ever heard of us before?
I might have planted the idea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Still thank you. Big P1. Yeah.
Well, at least the wife's employed.
Absolutely, yeah.
How long have you been unemployed?
Well, I'm like freelance and do like contract stuff, so.
Yeah, Gordon.
I've got things coming in, but each week is a new adventure. Yeah.
Do you have like a work truck or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Adjunct professors don't need work trucks.
You need to get you one with some.
Yeah, it's just got a lot of Sharpies on it.
Musical notes on the side.
Yeah, musical notes. You know, Nate's kick-ass and adjunct professorship.
Stand-up piano in the back of it. That'd be great.
That's funny. He said his work truck just has a bunch of Sharpies in it.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Hey, do you have a? Do you know that there is like musical typewriters?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
pretty rare.
Really?
Yeah, very rare. Yeah, that you can
that would
type
drive you nuts,
notes
it?
On it.
Yeah, like early 1900s, but they didn't really catch on.
Yeah, they didn't.
See Thanks why. For bringing that up. What kind of software do you use to compose?
Finale and Logic Pro. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Finale. It's Finale.
Finale.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Nathan. All right, which one's your wife, by the way? The one in the white. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What's it like to be married to Nathan?
It's great. Most of the time.
What kind of music do you like?
What he likes.
You like the same thing?
Well, he introduces me to my good music taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and musical theater, which...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like.
Musical theater person. Aren't you driven nuts by that... what's that song that you like, George? The King George song?
Oh, You'll Be Back... No, from Hamilton.
That's a great song.
Oh, no, it's not a great song. It's a horrible song. So you know a lot about music, right?
Sure.
When Mozart sat down to paint, would he just paint?
Mozart didn't paint.
Oh, I'm sorry. Music. He did music. That's right. That's right. And music. What about kids? And you guys thinking about kids?
We have a four-year-old.
Oh, why'd you say it like that?
No, she's great. She's great, but she's our only one. And will be. So.
Oh, will be. Did you insist that Nate get snipped or?
No, we just are happy with one. She's enough.
Well, did you just stop all sexual activity? How are you preventing
you're getting a little personal
another
with a really
pregnancy?
Nice couple here.
Just taking measures into our own hands, I guess.
You think Gordon needs a haircut?
Oh, that means Nathan taking measures into his own hands.
Apologize
that happens
for
the
not getting a haircut.
We apologize for everything.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Especially for me not getting a haircut.
It's all right.
Tell her thank you for having us out
thank
here.
Thank you for having us out here.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Tell her you like the balloons.
I like the balloons.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell her you need to be in love.
I need to be in love.
With somebody. I could
with
surely find
somebody
you
somebody who loves
here.
You.
Yeah.
With anything.
Who loves me. With anything.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
With balloons.
Yeah, we'll go over here and find out what's happening over here. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica. Why do you look so scared?
because you're Gordon.
Yeah, you scare people.
That's well, Jessica, what's your name?
Jessica.
Okay, thank you for that again. So how long have you worked here? Do you work here?
I don't work here.
You work for Little Guys Movers?
Correct.
Oh, what is that?
I know them.
It's a moving company.
Okay. And do you do the moving?
No. I do fun behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay. How long you work there?
Three years.
3 years, and what'd you do before that?
What?
Sales.
Do you like this?
That's very generic.
Right, generic.
Where'd you go to college?
Texas Tech.
Oh, they're Red Raiders,
get your
right?
Guns up.
Yeah. Red Raiders.
Did you like it?
Did you like it? Yeah, sure.
Ask her about our theory.
No, I loved it. I hated it at first. Tech.
What about ethereal? What'd you say, George?
I said our theory about Texas Tech. That the
what about their theory of Texas Tech?
That the kids what is
there,
the theory?
That the kids there go really hard.
That's accurate.
Did you party a lot?
Yes.
Did you take drugs?
No.
Oh, you did, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. What kind of drugs did you do?
Nothing hard.
Like what?
Pot?
Smoke pot? Do shrooms?
No.
No? Would you? I got a bag in my pocket.
Sure. I'm not doing anything.
That would be weird to be shrooming this early in the morning. What about marriage?
He's right here.
Oh, is this your husband right here?
That is my husband.
Oh, and he has the same shirt on.
Correct.
Okay. So do you do the moving?
I was doing the moving.
And then now what do you do?
Now I just kind of hang out.
Gosh, boy, that sounds...
What's that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. All right, so step over here where the guys can see you. Look at this contraption this man's wearing, George. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Wow, what happened?
Well, at first I thought he stepped on a landmine, but it's not that because there is a leg back behind there. It's
a fully ruptured Achilles.
Oh no.
I had surgery on Tuesday, so I'd be playing in the tournament. But,
how'd you do it?
Sasquatch.
Oh, no. Was chasing you?
I was hiding my urine that I'd been storing.
Oh, gosh.
He caught me. He sniffed it out. So.
Oh. Yeah.
He sniffs urine.
I'm sorry that backfired.
He did drag me back to safety. So for a later showdown is what we're going to have.
So okay. This thing, have you guys ever seen something
no,
like
I've
that?
No, I've never seen that.
No.
So we need to explain this for the – at first it looks like he's wearing like a prosthetic, yeah. Like a high-tech prosthetic because it starts right at the – it's like a peg leg.
Yeah,
high-tech peg leg. But then when you see it from the side, his knee is actually, you know, his leg's bent 90 backwards,
degrees, yeah.
90 degrees. And so, but he walks around on the stilt, on the peg leg part of it.
How many weeks like that?
12, 16?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think it's the injury I fear the most. So tell me, was it really painful?
Yeah, it was pretty good. My whole foot went numb. I dropped to the floor. I mean, I was in the outfield playing softball. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That hurts. So are you on disability right now?
No, not really. No, I'm moving around, doing my thing.
Yeah, you do office work. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, I can move my hands. My brain seems to work a little bit.
McKinney Little Guys or Denton?
We're the McKinney.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the McKinney team.
I know all those guys up in Denton.
Okay.
Yeah, quality company.
Yeah.
How long have you been married to?
Death.
What was your name, Jessica?
We've been married for 8 years. We've owned this McKinney location for the last 3 years. So that team in Denton, those guys are just the most.
Have you made her have babies?
Yes, we have one. I successfully got one past the goalie. So.
Was it intentional?
Shoot off the foghorn.
Yes. Yeah, it was intentional.
Planned?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think so.
What?
It happened sooner than I thought it would.
Oh, really? He has some problems lasting?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know what you, oh, I
don't
see
think
what you're
she
saying.
Meant that.
No, I understand now. I understand
he's
now.
He's already dealing with an Achilles.
He's dealing with a couple of eruptions. One of the Achilles.
Yeah, just one eruption.
All right, well, get better and watch out for gangrene.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Watch out for Sasquatch.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, we will.
All right, back
smart
to you guys.
Smart man.
Good
right
job,
there.
Gordo. Good job.